Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
Hello everyone, I'm Gene Einfrank, one of the hosts for Pedaling the Pueblo. Now here's a common question for someone in the market for a bicycle, and that is, what do I need to look for to make sure the bicycle I'm getting is right for me? With me today for some answers to that question is Duncan Benning. Duncan is the proprietor of Transit Cycles here in Tucson. Welcome, Duncan.
Hi, Gene.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Before we tackle the big question, Duncan, tell me about yourself and what you do.
Well, as you mentioned, I'm a proprietor of a shop here in town, family person, lifelong cyclist, and I guess part-time bicycle advocate.
What is it that you love about bikes?
Honestly, for me, I don't think I ever got past that feeling you get as a kid that learns to ride a bike, that freedom that comes from, you know, pedaling away from your parent as you learn to ride. For me as a kid, that was the first taste of freedom. You know, that independence, being on your own.
So, Duncan, as someone who sells and services bicycles, you know there are many types of bikes. Bikes, it seems, are the most versatile form of transportation. How would I know which bike is right for me?
Probably the best way to start off that process is to really think about and envision how you're going to use the bike. Often, it's easy to assume that the bicycle is strictly recreational. But bicycles, if you look internationally, are workhorses. They're tools. And thinking about how you're going to be using it day in and day out, what you need to carry, if anything, you know, really giving that some thought will help you determine what's best for you.
There are different types of bikes.
Multitudes of different types of bikes. There's an infinite shade of gray when it comes to the types of bikes that are out there, from, you know, racing bikes through to cargo bikes, which are designed to carry hundreds of pounds of people or things anywhere you can imagine.
What kind of bikes do you have?
I have a little bit of everything, honestly. I grew up riding road bikes. Bicycles have been my main form of transportation my whole life since I was about 8 or 9 years old. The shop exists because of my family's experience with cargo bikes. So I've ridden a little bit of everything.
Bikes for recreation, for transportation, for hauling stuff around. It seems like you might need more than one kind of bike.
I might argue that might be true. That might be true, yeah. Depends on how much riding you want to do and what you want to do with it, but that's not an uncommon thing.
Well, Duncan, I'm sure there's much more to cover about today's topic. How would I find more information about the kind of bike that's right for me?
You know, a great place to start is the internet. You can start to learn about what types of bikes are out there. But at the end of the day, the best way to figure out what's going to work best for you as an individual for your exact purposes are to get into a bike shop and talk with somebody about how you want to use the bike, how you envision using the bike. And I would even argue, visit more than one bike shop. Get multiple opinions. It's a big deal. It's a big investment. It's a big investment in yourself and in your life and your time and your money. And it's important to really weigh it carefully, whether you're spending $300 or $3,000, and really roll it around a little bit and get lots of feedback from people that have experience using the bikes in multitudes of different ways.
Duncan Benning, thanks so much for coming in today to share your time and expertise about bicycles.
My pleasure, Gene. Thanks for having me.
For more Pedaling the Pueblo, check us out on KXCI.org.
Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop. Located at 311 East 7th Street, Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.